Welcome to Study Unit 1 for TAX 2601. This study unit introduces you to taxation, specifically in South Africa. It's a foundation study unit that will introduce you mostly to taxation terminology, and it is important for you to read through the study unit carefully in order to lay the beginning of your foundations for your future studies in taxation. Please make sure as you work through the study unit that you draw links between the topics so that you can see how they fit into the overall taxation picture. This module is primarily based on the Income Tax Act, and so in the study unit we give you an overview of how the Income Tax Act comes into being through the budget speech, and then how it is changed, or in tax language, amended each year. We have also given you a breakdown of how the Income Tax Act is made up of chapters and parts, sections and paragraphs. You'll find later in the course that when we deal with the calculation of taxable income, and taxable income is what most of your studies in taxation will deal with, so when we're looking at taxable income, we refer to sections and paragraphs of the Act. Now, this tells you exactly where in the Act you can find the rule that we are busy teaching you to apply in the calculation of taxable income. And although in your studies we don't expect you to be able to tell us exactly the sections, there will be sections of the Act that will become very familiar to you, and you'll know exactly, oh, that's section 11, or this is section 1. For example, all the definitions are in section 1, all the deductions are section 11 to section 19. So eventually, when you finish with your undergraduate studies, you will also be able to refer to some of the sections, perhaps not the paragraphs or the subsections. Also, as the Income Tax Act is written to cover all the activities inside and some outside activities in a country, there's not always a particular right or wrong answer, because it differs depending on the taxpayer. And the Act can't give us an application to each and every situation or a particular set of circumstances. So the authorities have provided us with interpretation rules, and we discuss these interpretation rules in this study unit. And also we discuss the legal process to follow where a taxpayer does not agree with the way SARS have interpreted the Income Tax Act or applied it to the rules of that taxpayer. In section 1.6 of the study unit, we look at the calculation of taxable income and of tax payable. Now, this section of the study unit forms the basis of most of the rest of this module. It gives you a structure that we will be adding to both in your undergraduate and postgraduate studies. So although it's simplified at this stage, make sure that you know the order and you know the structure. Although the study unit might never be examined directly, we could ask you one or two questions on it, it does form an important starting point so that you can understand later concepts in the module and in other taxation modules. So make sure that you take it seriously and that you work through it carefully. It shouldn't take you more than 6 hours for an average student. In fact, you could probably do it in a bit of a quicker time, but make sure that you do the activities that we have set for you, as well as the self-assessment questions, so that you can see if you picked up on everything that we were asking. I hope that you enjoy the study unit and that it forms a basis for the rest of your studies.